time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do or something we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, I don't know if anything crazy happened to you over the weekend. Sherry would kindly like to say she has you beat. If you can manage to make it through the day without a meteor fragment crashing through your house, you're doing okay.
Oh!
Sherry lives in Texas. She was at home over the weekend.
Yeah.
Something crashed through her ceiling, ricocheted through a bedroom like a bouncy ball.
Wow.
And then landed next to a TV near a Pepe Le Pew DVD. And she knew it was a meteor because she's a fan of sci-fi.
Oh, wow.
This is Sherry.
We heard a big boom. So I told my grandson to go see what it was. He come back and said, you have a hole in the ceiling. First thing I was mad, I'm like, what didn't come through the ceiling?
First, I'm mad.
That's the first question. I'm like
what the heck?
What now?
But then when I saw the hole, then I saw the piece on the hole in the floor, and this, and then I saw the rock. And I'm like, oh, no. I said, that looked like a meteor piece.
I mean, she identified it immediately.
Right.
She was like, that is a piece of a meteor.
That is space.
And they said they had reports that a meteor was over north part of Houston and exploded and had pieces went out everywhere. So as they said, this probably is a meteor and I'm definitely going to keep it.
Yeah. So
well, yeah,
NASA confirmed.
She was informed. She watched the news. She knew what was going on. She's like, yep, that's exactly what that is. I'm going to keep that. That's probably valuable.
Yeah, so it wasn't the actual meteor itself that crashed through Sherry's house, because Sherry's house wouldn't still be there.
Sure.
If that was the case. But the meteor, right, exploded, and so a little
fragment
went through her house. Luckily, no one was hurt.
Is that covered by insurance?
I mean, it's got to be, right?
Well, yeah. But I'm sure there's not language specifically saying if a meteorite crashes through your house, it's covered.
I mean, do you say hail damage?
You could probably call it that.
I mean,
act of God.
I was going to say you couldn't even say hail damage because the insurance adjuster would come out and go, well,
hail doesn't do that.
Well, no, they'd be like, no, there were no reports of hail in your area. Sorry, we ain't going to cover that.
Okay.
And you'd be like, okay, well, what about a meteor? Do your report say anything of a meteor?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Anyways, let's hope it's covered.
If you can manage to make it through the day without a meteor fragment crashing through your house, you're doing okay.
She was lucky nobody was hurt, like in a bedroom.
I mean, she was lucky the Pepe Le Pew DVD wasn't injured either.
Unscathed. That's great news.
And if you don't know what Pepe Le Pew is,
look it up.
Look it up.
Iconic character.
All right, there you go. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.70 JX.